Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Penny, have you got time for another coffee?
Yeah, I think so.
Here you are then.
Thanks. Can you pass the milk, please? Thank you. So, what are you doing today?
Oh, there's a few of us from work meeting up for lunch.
Oh, that's nice. Where are you going?
The Red Lion.
Very nice. Now, don't forget we're going out tonight. I thought about getting there for about 8. So you should get ready at about 6.
Oh, very funny.
Are you wearing that same dress?
Oh, gosh, no. I've got something new for tonight.
Okay, make it 5 then.
Penny, so have you got something new?
Well, yes, I have, actually.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Oh, it's nothing special. But it's all right.
Penny, changing the subject, why did that guy punch Jim?
Well, you remember that they were stripping?
Yes.
Well, it seems Jim asked them to stop. They told him where to go. And then one of them said something about us.
What do you mean?
Well, he says they were talking about us.
What, you and me?
Well, Jim didn't say exactly. It could have been about Connie or Debbie.
So what did they say?
He wouldn't tell me that either. But it seems Jim got angry with them, so one of them hit him.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he says they only caught him on the chin, but he lost his balance, went flying.
So who called the police?
I don't know. Anyway, I must get going. Some of us have work to go to.
You are closed tomorrow, aren't you?
What? On New Year's Day? Yes, most definitely. Right, I'll see you later.
Oh, so why aren't you wearing that lovely coat Connie gave you?
Oh, that's far too nice to wear every day. I'm going to keep that for special occasions.
Penny, don't you think that was a bit over the top?
What, giving me a coat?
Well, yes. I mean, that's an expensive item.
Oh, I know. But she's loaded.
How do you know that?
She told me. She worked abroad for years as a diver and managed to save a fortune.
As a diver? I didn't know they earned a lot.
Well, they do. I mean, she's really well off. So although I was surprised to get anything from her, I wasn't surprised at the quality.
But you're not even a close friend.
I know, but she's just generous like that.
I don't trust her. I think she's just buttering you up.
Kathy, of course she's not.
Look, Penny, the only reason she turned up was to find out what had happened to Mike and his family. Heaven knows what Jill says about you.
Yeah, I've thought of that.
So getting a super present like that, well, to me it just stinks.
Well, now you put it that way.
Just be wary, all right? We don't know her, not really. And as I say, I think she's being far too friendly, far too quickly.
Yeah, maybe you're right. OK, well, I must go. See you later and have a lovely lunch.
Yes, I will. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Penny, is that same customer again?
Oh, yeah, I see him. Don't worry, I'll serve him. Close your till for a minute.
But Debbie said...
Look, it's only for a couple of minutes. And who's next, please?
I want this, please.
Are you paying by card or cash?
It is in the sale, isn't it?
Yeah, it was $15.99 and now it's $9.99. That's a nice bargain.
Well, it's not worth $15.99, is it?
Well, it's bone china and it comes boxed.
Well, that makes all the difference.
And you need a bag?
Yes, but I suppose that will cost me tenpence or something.
I'll tell you what, I have one here you can use. In the end, the customer didn't want it. It's paid for, so you can have it.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, I did, thank you. Did you?
It was all right.
Well, here's your receipt.
Thank you.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
And you. And thanks again for the bag.
No problem. See you again.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Penny, you were brilliant. I wouldn't have been so friendly. He's always so horrible.
Well, maybe he has his reasons. Oh, no. Debbie's on her way. Look, open your till now and be as quick as you can.
OK.
Amy, why was the till closed?
It was my fault. I told her to close it.
What? You know I said this morning that all the tills must be kept open all day. Penny, I'll talk to you after work and don't close the tills again.
No, we won't.
Oh, Penny, sorry. I've got you into trouble.
Oh, don't worry about it. The customer was happy, so there's no problem.
Yeah, he really was quite nice. Was that bag really free?
Yeah, I think so. So, are you happy working here?
Yes, on the whole, but I don't like some of the customers.
Well, no, some can be quite difficult.
Penny, I am sorry I got you into trouble. What do you think she'll say?
Oh, I don't know. She may even have forgotten by the end of the day.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
Penny, what were you thinking of asking Amy to close her till?
Look, Debbie, the girl was worried about serving that particular customer, so I said I'd serve him.
Oh, I see. Is he a difficult customer?
Well, he has been quite rude in the past.
And how was he today?
He was fine, actually. I think he left in a better mood than when he came in.
Oh, well done, Penny. You do understand that I did have to say something.
Oh, yes, of course I did. But you said you weren't coming until later on today. Not first thing. When I left the house, you were still in bed.
Well, I changed my mind. I'm fine now.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm good. Look, no bad feelings about today, okay?
Oh, gosh, no. What, on New Year's Eve? No way. We're going to have fun tonight.
Absolutely. Does she always take this long?
Yep, she takes ages.
Well, shall we meet her there?
Kathy, shall we meet you there?
No, no way. I'm just coming.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Gosh, your hair's a different colour.
Yeah, so, do you like it?
Yeah, it looks great. It's quite bright, isn't it?
It's meant to be.
Will it wash out?
Well, eventually. Don't you like it?
Oh, yeah. No, super.
Well, you two look nice.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, what do you think? About the dress?
It's...
Kathy, you always look wonderful.
It cost a lot.
Pity there's not much of it.
What?
Look, let's go. We've been waiting for ages.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. OK, I'll buy the first drinks. Come on, let's party.
Oops, sorry.
So, quickly, Penny, what do you think of her hair?
It's bright. But I think on Kathy looks great.
And the dress?
You call that a dress?
Is she desperate for a man?
No, I don't think so. She just attracts them, that's all.
Is Jim coming tonight?
Yeah, he should be. But he said he'd be here about 8.
Oh, I haven't seen him yet.
He's probably with... Oh, there they are. Look, they're both coming now.
Ooh, he's got his arm round Kathy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I won't be a minute. I've just seen Connie. I'll be back in a minute.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Debbie. Have you got a drink?
Yes, I'm okay, thanks.
Oh, sorry.
It's busy, isn't it?
Yes, it's great. I've seen tons of people I know. Oh, one of the men. What did you say?
Oh, Debbie, mind your back.
Ah, thanks. I don't want to drop this lot.
Oh, hi, Amy. You okay?
Yes, thanks. See you later.
Who's that?
Oh, she works in the shop. She looks very young.
Kathy, did Penny mention the body or the phone call?
No. She doesn't want to talk about it. So don't say a word, okay?
No, I won't say anything. So has anyone made any New Year's resolutions?
No, because I never keep them.
Oh, what a pity. I usually make one, and I do try and keep to it.
So, what is it this year?
To be nice to people.
Kathy, I'm always nice.
I'm only joking.
What about you, Jim?
No, I don't bother.
Hello, Jim. I wondered where you were.
Why, did you miss me?
No. Yes, of course I did.
Oh, Connie, I didn't know you were coming.
Yeah, Penny asked me. It's a great party, isn't it?
Ooh, not long now.
I make it 2 weeks to go.
Yeah, same here.
Has everyone got a drink?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, well, let's hope next year will be a good one.
Yeah. And we all stay healthy.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And happy.
And I fall in love.
You've got Jim.
Hang on, then. Let's not get carried away.
Oh, don't you want me anymore?
Now, Kathy, we're just...
birthday.
Oh, thank you. You remembered.
Yes, of course I did. It's a special one, isn't it? It's your 50th. So happy 50th.
Oh, thank you. And happy new year to you, Penny. I have a feeling this is going to be a great year. It's time to leave the past behind us and get on with new beginnings. Here's to our friendship.
Yeah, here's to good friends. To us. To everyone. Oh, I wish the whole world could be friends.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.